It was a playoff preview on St. Patrick's Day, as the Arena Lacrosse League, All, West Division regular season came to a close. Sunday afternoon, the Blackfish used a strong second half to defeat the Seaspray 17-11 in the first game, while the Shooting Eagles were 20-15 winners over the Grizzlies in Game 2. Both games were played at Langley Events Center, LEC. The teams now get set for the league semifinals tomorrow, Sunday, March 24, with the second-place Seaspray, 8-7, facing the third-place Blackfish, 7-8, at 1 p.m., while the first-place Shooting Eagles, 10-5, against the fourth-place Grizzlies, 5-10, at 4 p.m. Schedule and ticket details online. Blackfish 17, Seaspray 11. Brian Gillis is a fan of March 17. Must have been a little luck of the Irish today with St. Paddy's Day. It's a great day, Gillis said outside the victorious Blackfish dressing room. Gillis, who represented Ireland in 2019 at the World Lacrosse Box Championships, was the game's first star following a 7-goal, 10-point performance in the Blackfish's 17-11 win over the Seaspray. By his recollection, the 7 goals marked a career high, although he did post a sock trick, 6 goals, in an all-game back in 2022. We were moving the ball well on, oh. We were swinging the ball lots. Guys had lots of energy, flying around, getting into the middle and shooting the ball well, Gillis said. We played a pretty good team game today, all the way from the back with Humps, goaltender Brandon Humphrey, in net and up to the offensive end. It was the final regular season game with the Seaspray, finishing in second spot at 8-7 while the Blackfish are third at 7-8. Both teams already knew they would be facing one another in the All-West semifinals. All year, we have struggled with our confidence with our offense being consistent, but I think they are starting to get the swagger and today was the perfect day for us, said Blackfish coach Rod Jensen. The Blackfish scored the first 4 goals of the game and trailed just once, 6-5, late in the second quarter. The teams went to the locker room tied at 6 before a 4-1 third quarter put the Blackfish ahead for good. While Gillis led the offense with his 7 goals and 10 points, Laszlo Henning finished with 4 goals and 7 points and Connor Watson had 8 assists. Ethan Malott, 2-4, and Chase McIntyre, 2-0, both had 2 goals games with Josh Mills, 1-1, and Tamiki Seven Gottfriedson, 1-0, completing the team's scoring. Brandon Humphrey made 33 saves on 44 shots for the Blackfish. Both Seaspray goalies saw action as they were outshot 60-44 with Lee Jackman stopping 36 of 49 shots and Nate Fachin making 7 saves on 11 shots. James Rahe, 3-2, and Tyler Ewan, 3-0, both scored hat tricks in the loss while Tyler Kirkby scored twice and set up 5 goals. Adam Dixon, 1-1, Lucas Nielsen, 1-0, and Cordell Primus, 1-0, had the other Seaspray goals. Related, after a slow start, Eagles come back to beat Spray. Shooting Eagles 20 Grizzlies 15. The Shooting Eagles are heading into the postseason flying high. The team wrapped up its All-West Division regular season with a third straight victory thanks to a 20-15 win over the Grizzlies Sunday afternoon at LEC. The team, which had already clinched top spot, finished with a 10-5 record while the Grizzlies finish in fourth place at 5-10. Again, the two teams will meet this Sunday in a one-game semifinal. I think the most important thing to come out of this game was to go in, to the playoffs, on a positive note, said Shooting Eagles coach Adam Smith, whose team had lost 3 straight prior to this late-season winning streak. This marks the 2nd straight season the team has finished in top spot during the regular season, and now they will try and claim another championship to go along with that. It's a tough league and everyone is competitive and working their butts off. I am a believer when we run our systems, we are one of the better teams in the league and it is nice when the stats represent that, he said. In last Sunday's game, The Grizzlies entered on a 3-game winning streak and the teams has split their 4 previous head-to-head matchups. The Eagles had the only 4 goals of the first quarter before surrendering 7 straight to fall behind. They would recover to not the score at 10 heading into the second half and then locked things down, allowing just 5 goals over the final 30 minutes. "We just couldn't stop the bleeding," Smith explained of that 15-minute stretch where they allowed 10 goals. "We have to be able to respond when good teams start doing different things, and we just weren't able to in the second. But we did in the third and fourth, and that's the positive result we wanted to finish on." 6 Eagles players had multi-goal games with Dylan McIntosh, 4-3, and Spencer Bromley, 4-1, leading the way with 4 apiece. Patrick Corbett, 2-3, Doug Porter, 2-2, Declan Fitzpatrick, 3-1, and Mark Yingling, 2-1, also scored 2-plus goals with Dylan LaCroix, 1-3, Gavin Sagu, 1-0, and Rhys Blake, 1-0, also finding the back of the net. Alex Bouk made 38 saves on 50 shots while Colin Jeffrey stopped 4 of the 7 he faced. The Grizzlies' Pearson Willis led all scorers with 5 goals and 10 points with Drew Kask, 5-1, also potting a 5-goal game. Kyle Brunch, 2-4, Sekene Baker, 1-3, Connor White, 1-1, and Dylan McCormick, 1-0, had the other goals. Ryder Bremner made 23 saves on 38 shots while Braden Wandler allowed 5 goals on 7 shots. Read more. Grizzlies win third in a row.